The lyric tradition in Ireland is as old as the country itself. In the hierarchy of Celtic society, the poet, or fila, held an important position as a chronicler and historian, as well as an entertainer. So much so that in 1596, Edmund Spenser wrote that the poets in Ireland were held in so high regard and estimation that none may displease them, for fear to run into reproach through their offense and be made infamous in the mouths of all men. But the decline in the 17th and the 18th centuries of the old Irish aristocracy and the Gaelic tradition meant an end to the bardic tradition. Without a nobility for patronage and without a system of castles and big houses to which they could be affiliated, the poets saw their role in society decline. But the tradition of poetry remained strong, perhaps became even stronger. Alongside the great stories and the genealogies and the beautiful nature poetry, there was always the sweet, haunting poetry of love.